This is Creatively Speaking. This month we're offering advice on how to get the best out of the arts in our region in Hot Tip for the Highbrow. So now here's WRTI's Dave Conant on some ways to experience history that's close by or even right there in your own neighborhood.
Unlike history sites, such as battlefields or Independence National Park, which we visit to get a feel for an historical event, a historical society maintains a library with archival materials open to researchers, allowing you to dig deeply into the history of, well, almost anything, really. Virtually every county in our region has its own historical society. These are usually the repositories of county records, making them an essential resource for genealogists and other historians. Now, to become a researcher, using a historical society's library is not as simple as showing up at the door and saying, "Hi, I'd like to research the life of my Aunt Flo." Since most historical societies have limited staff and opening hours, it's more than a courtesy, it's a requirement in most cases to let them know ahead of time when you're coming and what approximately it is that you'd like to look at. Since historical societies are largely self-sustaining, most will charge a nominal fee to use their facilities. And in this day and age, with more and more materials available online, a trip to a historical society gives you the opportunity to see and often handle original documents and artifacts, a thrill not available in the virtual world. How to find the historical society you need? Well, most are listed in the phone book or online, and state historical commissions also maintain directories of smaller societies. So whether you're eager to solve a specific mystery from your family's past, or if you just always wanted to know more about your neighborhood, a historical society may be just the place for you. And that's Hot Tip for the Highbrow. Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.